Star Wars 7x7 episode 3308. We are at the penultimate of the Ahsoka Tano essential episodes. Today we're going to be looking at her appearance in season 2 episode 13 of The Mandalorian. Yeah, that's the episode called The Jedi. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voigt and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So this episode, you know, it's funny that it's called The Jedi and we've been talking about this because of course Ahsoka has been saying I am no Jedi to a bunch of people, but the episode's titled The Jedi and the trailer listed her as a Jedi, which, you know, like, yeah, that was sure true once upon a time, but it seems like maybe they're trying to bring her back into that circle. Yeah, it's still kind of one of those weird open questions. And even the magistrate, Morgan Elsbeth, refers to her as a Jedi and says, to the Mandalorian, a Jedi plagues me. So yeah, it's confusing. And there's another confusing element in here as well, which has to do with the fact that when Ahsoka and Grogu are communing and she and the Mandalorian are talking about, you know, training him and whatnot, she says that the Jedi Order fell a long time ago, and later on she says there's very few Jedi left. In other words, it almost kind of implies that she's not yet familiar with Luke Skywalker or what's going on with him, although I can't imagine that's the case. Like, she has to have heard about him by now. And you would think 5 years on, 6 years on from the Battle of Endor, she would probably have, you know, had some sense of what his ambitions were, because he set out to learn as much about the Jedi Order as he could and gather as much materials and whatnot. And she was working for the Rebellion at one point, so yeah, he would think they would have made a connection previous to this. But yeah, we may not get an answer on that for a while. So let's focus on a couple of things that we do know. One of the things has to do with the encounter that she has initially with Morgan Elsbeth, where she says, you know, I expected you. And Ahsoka says, well, then you know what I want. And she says, yeah, you're not getting it from me. There's no chance. And of course, we find out that Ahsoka's after Grand Admiral Thrawn, which set the world on fire when that line happened at the end of this episode, and he is the master to Morgan Elsbeth in some fashion. We never find out if she spilled any beans around that, but we do know that she survived the encounter because we see her in the Ahsoka series. We also find out that in Morgan Elsbeth's background, she had been part of, you know, some planet, some species that was wiped out during the Clone Wars. And according to Ahsoka, she let her anger fuel her industry and helped create the Imperial Starfleet. So that kind of power and ability and connection, if she still has it, would probably be very valuable to an Imperial remnant that's trying to get back up on its feet in general, and to Grand Admiral Thrawn in specific. Now, there's a rumor slash leak slash spoiler kicking around about what planet slash species it was that Morgan Elsbeth was a part of, and I'm not going to tell you right this second, because in case you want to avoid it, I'm going to like give you a little bit of a warning later in the episode when I tell you what's kicking around about that. But let's wrap up the Ahsoka stuff first. So Ahsoka is also, you know, aware of the planet Tython at this point, and the, you know, seeing stone on top of the mountain there that allows people to make, you know, a deep connection to the Force. And then there's the whole thing about how she's not going to train Grogu because he has much fear in him, she senses, and also his attachment to the Mandalorian, and she's seen what that kind of attachment can do to the best of us, which is naturally a reference to Anakin Skywalker. And I'm quite positive that's who she's referring to, but the fact that she won't train him either, I also wonder if there's anything to do with what we think we found out from the Ahsoka trailer, that Ahsoka was training Sabine at some point. And just whether that has anything to do with Ahsoka's reluctance to train Grogu in this case as well. So that pretty much covers the Ahsoka stuff that you need to know from chapter 13 of The Mandalorian, The Jedi, and I'll get to the Morgan Elsbeth stuff in a minute. Just if you want to avoid that, I'll just say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now we'll get to the Morgan Elsbeth leak slash rumor slash spoiler. So about I guess 3 years ago on Instagram. I didn't see it at the time, but I found it on a Reddit board, basically. There was a post from somebody who did the hairstyling on The Mandalorian for that episode, and the hairstylist put up a comment saying that Morgan Elspeth was a survivor of Dathomir. Now, naturally, that wasn't confirmed by anyone anywhere, and certainly there were no indications at all of any magic being used by Morgan Elspeth during her fight with Ahsoka in that episode. And if she is Dathomirin, then that would fit, because in the Clone Wars, the Separatists took out Dathomir, and so that makes sense that she would ally with the Republic, then the Empire. But just because she's from Dathomir, that doesn't necessarily mean that she is a Night Sister, one of the witches of Dathomir that can wield magic. So yeah, it's possible that both of these things can be true, that she can be from Dathomir but not be a Night Sister. So that's what I've got for you about Morgan Elspeth and the possibility that she's from Dathomir. And that'll do it for the show now, for real, for real. So again, thank you so much for joining me for the episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.